James Okuk, a senior research fellow and political analyst at the Juba-based Center for Strategic Policy Studies, says the nomination of Gemma Nunukomba as Speaker of Parliament was in line with the provisions of the Revitalized Peace Agreement, but only one name was put forth in the nominating process.
Normally, the internal democracy will require that a number of candidates be presented. Then, after that, people who are tasked with the selection can now choose the best among the candidates. This has not happened. What we saw is that some lobbies met somewhere, they strategized, and then they came and made the announcement, and everybody claps, and that was the end of the nomination. That's not democracy, and that's what we are saying. There are doubts whether members have really exercised their democratic right to select her.
Okuk says if the public holds a performance audit of Kumba, he will not be surprised if it finds that she has not accomplished much while holding some key government positions, including governor of Western Equatoria State. Okuk says her performance as Speaker of Parliament will depend on how well she works with committee members.
That will depend on the committees that will be appointed to work with her on the parliamentary governance. So if she gets good head of committees, I think she would be on the safe side, and her performance would be enhanced. But if she failed to get good committees, which have to be nominated also by other parties to the agreement, then she would have to face some challenges, because it's the first time for her to have experience of being a speaker in the parliament.
Okuk says he does not rule out the reconstituted parliament becoming a rubber stamp for the interests of some executive, given that Kumba was appointed by senior members of the executive. Jacob Chol, a professor of political science at the University of Juba, says it's exciting that the parliament now has a female speaker for the first time in history. However, he doubts Kumba will be able to perform to expectations, claiming she lacks managerial skills.
So the first thing that would tell Nunu will be even managing parliament, managing the debating procedures. How do you ensure that the other MPs sit down, the other one, the order had to be put in place? How do you make sure that the other one doesn't shout? How do you make sure that the parliament is actually relaxed? You know, that is a challenge that she'll face, because she doesn't have the guard. She doesn't have the guard to control. She doesn't have that controlling guard. She has a guard of talking, but doesn't have command. Nunu doesn't have command. She will not command the parliament.
Charles says some people are brought in because they simply want to be MPs, but they are illiterate. Others are former soldiers who are not familiar with the history of political culture, while other MPs have been in power for a while and are used to having their way. He says it will be very hard for Kumba to unite all of these different lawmakers. Chol also says in years past, the speakership position has been dependent on the executive, something he says will make it difficult for Kumba to succeed on her own.
The assembly has been always, rather coming from the executive. So that is a challenge. That is a challenge that need to be observed by people like Nunu Kumba, because it's not going to be a walk in the park. She has to got it right by making sure that she try to be independent as much as possible.
Charles says Kumba should thoroughly reflect on how previous speakers have performed in order to make effective changes in parliament. He urges Kumba to work as Speaker of Parliament in the National Unity Government, not as a ruling SPLM party member. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.